Coming up next on Not a Straight Cast, we talk about Josh's birthday, the crappy weather, and in the news,
will the real village people please stand up, and things that are going away under a Trump regime.
Megyn Kelly only wants strong men to rescue her. Pornhub, Sniffies, and Just for Fans are facing new restrictions.
And what's going on in the moment of conclusion?
The show that gives you news and views from a not straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast.
And welcome to Not Straight Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, JoJo?
I'm doing well.
Yeah. Long time.
I know. It feels like it's been a long time there. We were off a week there, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just a perfect storm of, you know, things going on there. But one thing I want to mention to you there is happy belated birthday, because it was your birthday just a few days ago.
It was on Thursday, so. Yeah. Thank you so much. I don't, I'm going backwards.
So. Right. Yeah.
No, but yes, it was a really good birthday. I got lots of gifts and people reaching out. Money.
Did you get money? Okay. That's good. Yeah.
Yes. So, I had a good time for sure. So. Thank you to everyone who helped make that possible, including you.
Yeah.
Of course, you sent me a gift as well. So.
You have new headphones. Yay. I know.
I'm rocking them right now as we speak.
I guess you ran the last ones over with your Roomba, huh?
I did. The Roomba ate the last set. So yeah. It was like, and they were stuck in the wheel. And it was like, okay, either the Roomba's going or the headphones are going. Hence the headphones had to go.
Headphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, headphones. Yeah, they were like the cheap ones that like the, you know, that they give you on like the flights.
Yeah, they were like a Delta, like headphones kind of thing. So these are much better. So thank you, friend. I appreciate it.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So yeah, also too, there it's like, I don't know what it was there, but you know, I mentioned the last show, I got a new vehicle.
Yes.
You know, it snowed almost every day in January.
Not for me.
No, not for you, but I mean, yeah, you guys got a little snow there though.
We did. We got it twice, actually. Yeah. Two times in January, which is amazing. You know, so it shut the whole world down, of course. And
well, for you,
that's why we had so many issues with the last one. Remember the snow and the internet not working and power, and it was crazy.
And then on top of it, there too, I guess you found a dead body in your apartment complex where you live at.
Yes, my phone started blowing up, and it was like. Everybody's like, "Ooh, did you check your email? Did you hear the news? Dead body behind building 7. I was like, oh, Lord. No. I was like, okay. So,
right.
It's been interesting. Yeah, that was in between. No, I think that was right. Was it before or after the snow? I don't know.
It was somebody right found, after the snow, I think. Right?
Yeah, I think it was after the snow. Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's been a interesting January. So.
Well, now we're in February, so I know.
It's going so fast. I can't believe it. And it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. And he saw his shadow.
I know.
6 more weeks of winter. Yeah, which doesn't surprise me the way this one has been going.
Yeah, I know. But.
At least it's warm out now, you know.
It is warm. It's actually nice.
So what's it like there where you're at?
It is actually gorgeous. It's been beautiful today. No rain. Really pretty. Just nice.
It's been in the 40s. I mean, which is not bad for, you know, February. You know, I can't complain. Yeah. It's going to be in the 50s in the next week coming up here. So, no complaints at all. So, I'll take this weather here. Trust me. I'd rather it rain every day than snow.
Yeah, so, that's true.
But, I mean, granted, I mean, I've had to drive now twice in snow with the car. And I tell you what, the new car, all-wheel drive, superb.
Gotcha.
I am so glad I got that car. I tell you what, because I was so sick and tired of sliding around in all the Econo boxes I've had in the past. It's just kind of like, you know what? I just need to be out of them.
At this point,
you know?
Well, it's all good. I'm happy for you then. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad I don't have to slide around in this car anymore.
Exactly. I slide around in mine just fine. So,
when you lived in Pittsburgh, you had a four-wheel drive car, but you don't anymore.
I did. Yeah. I think it was a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. Yeah, I don't know.
Rogue. Yeah.
It was rogue. I don't know. It got me around. And then I moved down south and decided to get a car. But the only problem with the car is you don't have any space. So I
Right.
didn't quite think about that. Because I
So
don't
now
really
you'll be
need
going
it.
back to an SUV, huh? Next time around.
For maybe. I'm thinking about it. We'll see. We'll
Yeah.
see.
Oh man, oh man. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like actually this car I have now doesn't have much more room than my old car did, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's
But
just
you've always had more rooms, though.
it has more room than the last car did. So at least it's good grocery wise.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not as much of a hardship trying to get all these groceries into the car.
Yeah.
So also speaking of which there, where I live, we got a new Aldi store.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I went there yesterday. Oh my God, it's the biggest Aldi I've ever been to. It's nice.
Really?
I tell you what.
Yeah, we have some. I don't know. You've always been a huge fan, so, but
Yeah.
a joke can tell, everybody knows. I just Instacart. I'm like, whoever's closest, Publix, who's closest? Where am I at? You know, like, and then with traveling, it's like, who's the closest? That's what I always look for.
You just pay
I'm
up the
just
ass
like,
for your groceries, right?
is there Kroger around? Is there Publix? Is there Food Lion? Just depends on where you live, you know? It's like, okay,
Right.
whoever's around, like, bring me my stuff.
Yeah, we don't have any Kroger's in Pennsylvania here or in
I
Western Pennsylvania
know. I
because
noticed that when I lived in Pittsburgh. I
there's
was
a
like,
reason why we don't have any Kroger's because basically we had Kroger's in the early 80s. But what happened was is that they tried to unionize, and instead of letting them unionize, Kroger just pulled out of Western Pennsylvania. So
yeah.
everywhere else has them. We don't,
I
though.
know. I know
Huh?
that. I always thought that was awkward. So
yeah. But anywho,
yeah.
it is what it is there.
Exactly.
So without further ado, we're going to go ahead here and get the news started. So here's our first story this week there. We got a lot to cover.
Okay.
So as you know here, the Village People performed at Donald Trump's inauguration.
Yes, sir.
And everybody's like, what the hell? So for nearly 50 years, when most people thought of the Village People, they thought of gay culture. However, the band seems to be mostly relevant due to the use of its songs by now President Donald Trump. You know, the YMCA, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his crappy dance. He can't even do, like, the hand things, you know. So how could these band members, once deemed gay pop icons, turn into allies to one of the most anti-LGBTQ presidents? So here's the story. Basically, the Village People as a group was created in 1977 by French music producers Jacques Morali and Henri Belloro. It was gay, and Belloro came up with the idea of a band inspired by gay disco parties in Greenwich Village. He said, I think to myself that gay people have no group, nobody to personalize the gay people, you know, Morali told Rolling Stone in 1978 about forming the band. So the members of the group wore drag costumes that originally came from gay fantasies. A cop, a Native American chief, a cowboy, an extraction worker, a biker, and a sailor. Several songs like In the Navy and YMCA were all about celebrating male bonds and male gathering spaces, and the song Macho Man plays on hyper-masculine stereotypes, all things relevant to gay culture. Victor Willis, the band's lead singer, who co-wrote some of the group's biggest hits, such as YMCA and Macho Man, left the band in 1979 to go solo. When Morali died of AIDS-related complications in 1991, Willis was the only surviving songwriter attached to the group. In 2010, he filed a lawsuit and was awarded 50% of the copyright to the group's songs, as well as control of the group's name and branding. He then rejoined the group and filled out the rest of the lineup with all new members. Willis completely denies that the Village People's songs are about gay people, queer culture, or hooking up. He said, I will sue the next media organization or anyone else that falsely suggests that YMCA is somehow about illicit gay sex. Willis warned via Facebook. He subsequently added that, get your mind out of the gutter, please. In 2020, Trump stated that using the songs Macho Man and YMCA at rallies, and while many fans expected the Village People to block him from using the songs, Willis announced that the band would allow it. He has remained respectful of his use of our songs and has not crossed the line, Willis said at this time. When Trump started using the songs again in 2024 during the election season, Willis again defended the president's choice of songs. He said YMCA has benefited greatly by the use of president-elect. For example, YMCA was stuck at number 2 in the Billboard chart prior to the president-elect's use. However, the song finally made it to number 1 in the Billboard chart after only 45 years and held on the number 1 for 2 weeks. due to the president-elect's use. The financial benefits have been great, as well as YMCA has estimated to gross several million dollars since the president-elect's continued use of the song. Therefore, I'm glad I allowed him to use YMCA, and I thank him for choosing to use my song. Jim Newman, who's a former member of the band for 8 years, put out a video on Threads expressing his disappointment at the current version of the Village People. He said the Village People that were around for 40 years had a strong, loyal gay following. There was a lawsuit about 4 years ago that took away the name Village People and gave it to an ex-member who was fired a couple of years in. He started a new group, and that is the Village People that performs. Our Village People would never perform at a Trump rally. We would never give them the right to use these songs, and we would never slap the face of the strong, especially gay audience that made us who we are today. So, there you go. Yeah. So basically, long story short, the Village People that have performed on stage for Trump and did an awful job, if you listen to it.
I know.
Aren't the actual Village People that performed the songs way back when, you know?
So I know. They're not the same Village People. I caught all the snippets like after the fact, like, and I'm just like so sick of the song now. Like, it was a song that was so popular, like when I was little and stuff. But now yeah. I'm kind of like, I'm just burnt out on it now, especially with all the drama that's been involved with it now, you know?
Right. It's just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like our least favorite person decided to start using it there. So it's kind of like, yeah, not a good thing. You know,
yes, and it's all here? About the, you know what?
It's all about the money, yeah. It's all about the
it's all about that, honey. Got to get them royalties, because right. I mean, there's what, one member left, right?
Well, it's Victor Willis, you know, the lead
singer.
But that's
it. I mean, yeah. We got one, like, yeah.
So we're all here, like,
oh no,
no homo, no homo.
That's what they're
no
saying.
No homo.
Very interesting. I'm glad I won't have to hear it for a while, hopefully.
Well, that's like the least offensive thing about his presidency.
Well, it used to be more associated with, like, you know, like when you would go to the skating rink. For all of us that grew up, we go to the skating rink, we go to like little dance, you know, everybody uh-huh. loved that song. But now it's so affiliated, you know.
Yeah, it's affiliated with them now, so it's kind of like, oh,
it's
God.
It's kind of like, now, yeah, it's honestly going to take away from its legacy, to be honest, you know, so to each their own, I guess, you know, like,
There's other things that are going on here too with him that aren't good either.
All right. The executive orders that have been signed may very well affect your health. So you thought, but only the T was being attacked. Nope. He's targeting the L, the G, the B as well. Let me give you some critical facts that explain why you should be very alarmed. Point one, there are very much so health disparities in the LGBTQ community. Some diseases disproportionately affect certain populations. For instance, sickle cell anemia primarily affects Black individuals, and Tay-Sachs is more prevalent among Jewish communities. Similarly, there are health concerns that disproportionately affect LGBTQ+. Are you surprised? While they might be aware of HIV and AIDS as health issues in our community, there are other needs that are less discussed. For instance, certain cancers occur more frequently in LGBTQ individuals than in heterosexual population. So here is where we get to the point. So here's one of the kickers. The executive order that was signed will halt studies investigating why this happens. So in some cases, it will hinder treatments and restrict access to information that could be vital to you if you're affected. This is more than a health issue. It's actually an attack on our ability to protect ourselves. Point two, let's talk about PrEP, baby. Let's talk about you and me. I always get sidetracked, y'all.
I know, right?
Well, I couldn't resist. All right, let's talk about PrEP. The United States is involved in a program that helps provide PrEP to approximately 26 million individuals in Africa. Our government has been underwriting the cost of pharmaceutical companies. So, therefore, that program just ended. Do you think pharmaceutical companies will absorb the loss? Highly unlikely. So here's what that means. If you're on a government-assisted program to access PrEP, especially through your local LGBTQ+ clinic, you could lose your access. So for those with insurance, brace yourself for significantly higher copays. The pharmaceutical industry isn't known for prioritizing affordability over profits.
That's bad. That's very bad. No,
because I'm not trying to pay more for my PrEP.
I don't think anybody is.
So, third point, funding for LGBTQ health clinics is at risk. You might think living in a blue state protects you, but think again. States often rely on federal block grant funds to support these clinics. So without these funds, many clinics, especially those providing services to HIV and AIDS patients, will be forced to shut down or reduce their services, and the ripple effects could be devastating.
Yeah, we have two of those in Pittsburgh here, so, you know, who knows.
And we have a lot in Atlanta, so. Yeah. Point four, conversion therapy bans and book bans. Another executive order has halted government efforts to fight conversion therapy, and yet another has stopped federal agencies from opposing book bans. So these policies actively harm our community by erasing protections and silencing vital education. And point five, the end of the federal DEI programs. I've been seeing a lot of this. Think diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives don't affect you. Think again, many of these programs fund schools and nonprofits, often training future leaders in advocacy and healthcare. Under the new orders, funding for programs deemed politically disagreeable can be cut, which can force schools to drop related courses and initiatives. The long-term impact on the community could be highly severe.
Because you know DEI caused the plane crashes we've had in the past week.
I know.
Right?
Right? Uh-huh. I know. I saw a lot about that, and we just had another one. Uh-huh. Point six, international consequences. Remember Uganda's Kill the Gays law? The Biden administration successfully pressured Uganda to back down by threatening to withhold foreign aid, and that has been removed. So the question is, what will happen next?
That's about what will happen next, yeah. This has turned into a circus already. But he's been in, you know, he's been there for 2 weeks, and it's just like, oh my God, you know. I'm just like, oh my God. Yeah. Just the amount that he's done in the past 2 weeks here. I mean, you know, if we're able to continue the podcast past March, I'll be surprised, because, you know, at that point it'll probably be illegal to be gay, you know,
I know
the way this is going, you know, and Congress and everybody else is just, you know, laying down and taking it apparently. So,
Biggest thing I keep hearing about is the DEI too, especially, well, PrEP, of course, I've seen that a lot. And, you know, I just saw a thing the other day on the book bans, of course, but, you know, the DEI, that's shut a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot, and more companies are adding or taking it away, you know?
Oh yeah. And Target now is, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, the gays aren't going to have anywhere to shop eventually the way this is going, you know?
I know. And you had mentioned Aldi earlier.
Yeah.
They did today.
They did too?
Just today.
Oh, yep. God. Well, I'm sorry.
And Publix. Publix. So.
Ugh.
I know. But the biggest thing that concerns me is the PrEP, because.
I think it concerns a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, the fact that
PrEP is the biggest one.
Yeah.
Because if you've got 26 million people taking it,
yeah,
I included, and especially with the amount of, you know, people that sleep with both sexes, or, you know, mm-hmm. might be on the down, you know, I mean, that's
yeah.
going to have a trickle effect, not just on LGBTQ, but then we're going to talk, you know, that's when we get the women involved, you know, what about all these guys that go around sleeping on their wives with guys, and, you know. And,
yeah. It's not a good thing there, I tell you what. And this is only occurring in the first 2 weeks, so it's just kind of like, what's going to happen over the next few years, you know?
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, the gay folk are not very happy, right?
Yeah.
So
I subscribe to a Facebook group called Leopards Ate My Face.
And really? What's yeah, that? Tell me more about that.
Basically, it's kind of like, you know, oh, a leopard ate my face. It's kind of like people who are voting against their own self-interest, or like, oh, no, he's not going to affect us. And then all of a sudden they're finding out they're kind of like, whenever they put the stop in funding there, everybody's yeah. kind of like, what's gonna happen to my job, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like the whole entire thing with the plane crashes, like they're trying to let go of all the FAA flight controllers,
that.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm just
exactly.
like, yeah, this is just literally a circus, you know? And it's just like, I have a feeling we're in for a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say.
Too.
Absolutely. But anyways, we're going to go ahead here, and we're going to take a break. And we're going to be right back with the second half of the Not Straight Cast after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. We're already halfway through the show, shockingly.
I know.
Yeah. But anyways, to continue on here with the next story here, as fires continue to ravage the Los Angeles area, conservatives have been blaming DEI hires. Go figure. Mm-hmm. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and the out lesbian fire chief for the national disaster. Now, mega firebrand Megyn Kelly has taken things a step further by ranting how overweight, out-of-shape women running the Los Angeles Fire Department are sending obese lesbians to save people trapped by the fires, when she just wants to be rescued by a strong man. On a recent episode of her podcast, The Megyn Kelly Show, the 54-year-old outspoken Donald Trump supporter blamed DEI for weakening the fire department's response to the deadly wildfires, making the inflammatory's comment that this is one place where she would support biological women being replaced by transgender women, the New York Post reported. She said, "I believe I speak for all females in Los Angeles when I say we want a strong man to rescue us," Kelly said. "That's what we want. Do we ask for too much?" Oh, God. Anyways, despite there only being three women on the 145-person LAFD leadership team, Kelly insisted that the women at the top are to blame for the perceived failures of the department. Kristen Crowley, LAFD's first LGBTQ fire chief, has been the target of online harassment and harsh criticism from the right wing, who think that she was an underserving DEI hire, even though she has 22 years of experience in the fire department. Kelly jumped on the bandwagon, but added insults about the women's weight. "These three women who are all at the top three, I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to be mean, but they're obese. They are overweight, out-of-shape women," she said. She continued, "The last thing I want to see if I'm in a burning building is a woman, and an obese woman especially." After insulting the women's weight, Kelly moved on to homophobia and transphobia. "Who takes comfort? I'm going to die, but in the presence of an obese lesbian. This is ridiculous," she said. Then she slid into a bizarre argument for the inclusion of trans women while also being wildly insulting. "If they're so intent on getting women into the fire department, why can't we get the so-called trans women?" Kelly has been a vocal critic of trans women participating in sports and used that favorite conservative talking point to call it the women in the fire department. She said, "Let's get the fake women who want to invade our sports and redirect them to the fire department. That would be a great place for you to break barriers as a quote unquote woman in the firefighting realm where you still have all your male advantage." In actuality, the LAFD's budget was slashed by $17.6 million in 2024. The reduction has severely limited the department's capability to prepare for, train for, and respond to large-scale emergencies, including wildfires, Crowley explained in the memo in December.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, it's just...
Where do you begin with this one?
What the hell is wrong with conservatives? You know, it's kind of like, I hope Megyn Kelly lost her house in this whole entire thing, because she would be well deserving of that, you know.
I know.
For spouting this bullshit, you know.
And I think she should be focusing more on the people that don't have a home in these fires than using it as a talking point.
As Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers, you know. That's the whole entire thing here. I don't care whether it's a man or a woman.
I don't care who it is if you're saving me in a fire.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, you know, I think they're doing a damn good job considering what they're up against here, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
So.
But, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
it's just.
That's her.
It's just awful, you know.
Yeah, but I love how the position changes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if it's, you know.
Of course, if Trump was in office there, it'd be kind of like, you know, hey, we're doing a great job, even though, you know, like, basically they're living in hell there in L.A., you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's absolutely crazy. Oh, there was three people that were female.
Yeah, there was. And, of course, they're apparently all obese.
All three of them. So.
But, yeah, I mean, it's still, it's, you know, it's just bad. You know,
I just don't think people should call people fat.
Exactly. That too. It's kind of like, you know, who cares whether they're, you know, underweight, overweight, you know, completely, perfectly fine weight. You know, it's kind of like they're here to help you, you know?
Yeah. She doesn't need to be body shaming people. That's not nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
But then again, what can you expect?
Right. Well, anyway, it's on these sites where people can get body shamed all the time.
Speaking of which, of course, Joe gives me the one about porn.
Well, I mean, it's right up your alley, right?
It is up my alley.
you're about like one step away from starting an OnlyFans, but anyways, yeah.
All right. Well, in recent news, Pornhub, Sniffies, and Just for Fans, along with several other adult film platforms and dating hookup websites, are facing new threats and restrictions from laws enacted by conservative politicians in 19 states thus far. These new requirements and restrictions have already been enacted over the past 2 years and are now being enforced even more given the victory of Donald Trump. Not only are platforms like Pornhub, OnlyFans, and Just For Fans very popular among people in the LGBTQ community, but these new laws are also putting at risk the income earned by queer and or trans creators who make a living off of their adult content. The following 19 states have already introduced similar restriction laws requiring users to go through new age verification systems while accessing adult film websites and hookup platforms are proactively responding to these new measures. The states are Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. It is not illegal for people to use websites for dating and hookup. Pornography generally is also not illegal, yet these new laws are reportedly impacting adult film websites as users turn to other less regulated platforms that aren't under the scrutiny of mainstream news. CNN reports that Pornhub has responded to these new restriction laws by blocking access to its website in all but three of these states, Georgia, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Sniffies, a hookup website that caters to queer men and focuses on importing the cruising experience into the digital era, has already issued a statement and enabled new features to comply with these restrictions put place in several states, even though Sniffies is not a platform for adult films such as Pornhub. Out Magazine reached out to platforms OnlyFans and Just for Fans to ask what they expected from Trump's second term in the White House. 2 months later, OnlyFans has yet to respond to Out's request for comment. The Just For Fans founder and CEO Dominic Ford quickly shared the following response with Out in the immediate aftermath. Just For Fans has been on the front lines regarding this war for years now. We are named plaintiffs along with the Free Speech Coalition on many lawsuits against various states that have implemented ID verification laws. These laws are meant to protect the children, but they're really trying to shut the industry down. There are better ways to protect children from adult content, and we all agree that the content should never fall into the hands of children. That's why there are website blockers and other technologies to allow parents to disable sites like ours on their children's devices. Industry websites, including Just for Fans, embed restricted access HTML coding to alert these blockers that we are not child friendly. We are actively working to understand how best to mitigate these possible scenarios. One extreme would be moving the entire operation to another country, Ford wrote. But on a near-term basis, we are bracing and ready to be part of any legal battles that arise. We have always made it a point to stand up and be counted and to do our best to provide a safe space for our models. That call to arms is more important now than it has ever been.
I mean, it's just one of those things where it just seems like the whole entire Trump, you know, coalition is, you know, hell-bent on, you know, pushing back the gay community for years, you know, and especially the community there, like the Just for Fans and OnlyFans, where people are trying to make a living.
Just for Fans, yeah. The OnlyFans, a lot of people are making a lot of money off of that. And gay folk, straight folk, all kinds of folk, but
right.
Like now it's like, ugh.
And what are you ever going to do without your sniffies?
I know, right?
Uh-huh. Have you ever been on sniffies?
I have not been on sniffies, Joe. This is the first time. Now he's going to make me go play, y'all. Because
well, it's a website you go to there. You know, it's just kind of like
sniffies. Is it an app or is it a website? Like,
it's a website as far as I'm concerned here. I mean, I've looked at it a few times there. It's basically kind of like, think of like Grindr, but people barely have face pics on there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's very hookup oriented there. It's even more hookup oriented than Grindr, if you can believe that. Oh, you know?
Okay. That's what I see.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one. But you know, yeah, it's just crazy to see that because, I mean, porn's been around forever. So,
right. If you want your download men, that's the place to go. Sniffies.
Sniffies? Okay. Yeah. I'll have to check out Sniffies then. So,
before you know it, yeah. Josh will be before really shut busy down. All of a sudden. Yeah.
Before all the states cancel it, I want to go to Sniffies. Find me on Sniffies, friends.
Notice that Pennsylvania is not on this list where I'm at. So.
Pennsylvania was not. Georgia was on the list. Yeah. So, but Georgia didn't ban. So, like, they enacted legislation, but they're still open in Georgia. So they're working on it. They have those three states, you know. So, but we shall see what comes of that.
But one thing I must say here is that when I was in Georgia, it was very gay friendly, you know. So I have to give it that much. So,
especially ATL.
So, anyways, there, we've dealt with enough bad news here about, you know, what's going on in the gay community here. Here's our moment of conclusion, and it's actually some good news.
Yes.
One of the standout names announced for the 2025 Bottle Rock Napa Valley lineup is the early 90s rock band Four Non Blondes, best known for their hit, What's Up? The band will reunite in the Wine Country Music Festival in May, making their first official performance in 30 years. The reunion comes after decades of silence following the band's breakup in 1994, which came shortly after releasing their only album, Bigger, Better, Faster, More. So how did this long-awaited reunion come to be? In an appearance on the Allison Hagerdorf show this week, Linda Perry, the band's lead singer and co-founder, said that the timing simply felt right. It's the right time in my head. It's the right time in my heart, she said. I've been kind of putting that energy out because I want 2025 to be my year. For Perry, the reunion represents a culmination of years of personal growth. I want to own this year because I feel like I've been planting seeds all over the place and I'm watching my little trees grow. Perry, now 59, co-founded Four Non Blondes in the late 1980s in San Francisco alongside bassist Christina Hillhouse, guitarist Shauna Hall, and drummer Wanda Day. The band quickly rose to fame following the release of their 1992 debut album, which included the global hit What's Up. But internal tensions led to Perry's departure in 1994. I had a hard time in the band, not because of them, because I wasn't clear on the kind of music I wanted to do yet, she said. I was just really finding myself. Since their breakup, Four Non Blondes only had a performance occurred in 2014 when the band reunited briefly for a fundraiser for the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center. Perry revealed that the reunion with our bandmates was sparked after receiving an offer to perform at Bottle Rock Napa Valley. We got this offer, and I'm like, okay, I knew this was coming, she said. I want this to happen. I told the universe I want this to happen. When she reached out to the other members, the response was overwhelmingly positive. I said, hey, how do you guys feel about this? She said, they were excited, so I'm going to go hang out with them in San Francisco, rehearse, and just dick around. After leaving Four Non Blondes, Perry pursued a successful solo career, releasing her debut album, In Flight, in 1996, followed by After Hours 3 years later. By the early 2000s, she had solidified her reputation as a sought-after hitmaker, writing for artists such as Pink, Christina Aguilera, and Gwen Stefani. In the same interview, Perry teased the possibility of new material, hinting that a second Four Non Blondes album was recorded but never released. There's a second Four Non Blondes record that was recorded. I'll leave it there, she said. is pretty decent, but I just couldn't do it. My heart couldn't do it. Anyways, the 2025 Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival is set to take place from May 23rd to 25th with headliners Green Day, Justin Timberlake, and Noah Kahan. So this is really good news.
You know? I like this. This makes everybody so happy. Yes. Everybody loves that song. So it's about time. Like, it's so iconic. Like, not just everywhere. Everybody knows this song. I just went to karaoke not too long ago. One of my girlfriends sang this song, and this had just been released that day. And I told her that they were reuniting and that they were going on tour again. And I mean, her face lit up.
Oh, yeah.
So much. And she was like, oh, my God. Like, everybody's wanted them to come back forever. Yeah. And it was just like they had such massive success and just kind of disappeared. Not Linda, per se, but, you know, the band as a whole, you know. So I'm really excited about this.
I'm just glad Linda's had a good career, you know, outside of Four Non-Blondes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, writing for artists, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, solo career, songwriting, and now that they're actually, she's going to get back with where it all started, you know?
So, yeah.
Come full circle. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm definitely glad to see that they're going to be performing again there. So it's well overdue. Anyways, this is going to wrap it up here for Not Straight Cast for this week. Okay. I know.
Can't believe it.
Anyways, we want to thank you very much for listening to Not Straight Cast. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com. Or you can record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. If you want to access all our websites, you can go to notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight one.